Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord, as, Lord God, we study your word. Bring out the true truth that, Lord God, we may live out our rest of our days in the light. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So we are in our second of 3 weeks in this series, and today we want to take a look especially from John chapter 3, probably one of the most famous sermon series places to find scripture of all time. John chapter 3, and so we take a look at the question of this. When a father's and son's relationship affects a galaxy. So when you really think about it, who are you? Who are you? Modern-day psychology and modern-day TV has come to really ask the question, why are you the way you are? And so one of the first things we start off is how did your parents affect you? Or in pop psychology, how did your parents ruin you? What did they do at an early age that just totally messed things up for you today? And so when you take a look at why you do, well, it's my parents. They're the reason why, right? And so we've taken off on this. Okay, so where do we go from there, though? Where do we go from there? And so there's an interesting place in modern-day folklore. There is a father-son relationship that is broadcast throughout the galaxy. When we take a look at what a bad father really means, this one, I think, takes the cake. Because every time you hear someone mocking a father, it usually goes back to this movie.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
Okay, so one of the most famous things where you find out who your father is, and to find out he's the one most evil people that has ever lived. And so here we see the casting of Darth Vader being Luke's father. And so when you listen to young people or even middle-aged people or whoever, this is one of the most quoted lines from any movie ever. And so it is made to be one of those things where as an older person, you generally sometimes belt that out when you want your kids to be reminded of who you are to them, and you want to totally embarrass them in public, don't you? This is what we kind of come up with. Very interesting is that what about this relationship? We want to talk about a greater relationship this morning. And very interesting is that in the scriptures, when Mary and Joseph have this young boy, and they take this young boy to Jerusalem, and they go up to Jerusalem, and they're about to go home, and they can't find their kid. They're not at Kmart, they're not at Walmart, they're not at the grocery store. They're in Jerusalem with a million other people. And they can't find their kid. And finally, they get back to the temple and see the boy. And don't you understand what you just did to me, son? Don't you understand what we've been through to try to find you? And of course, there's Jesus, right? Yes, Father. Why didn't you know I was going to be here? Why didn't you know I was going to be here? And so Mary and Joseph kind of just taken aback and like, we need to think about this as parents. We just try to scold God, and he just turned that back on us. And so interesting enough is, who is this guy? I saw the angels. I saw the shepherds. I saw everything like that. who is this guy? And what's going to be more in store? And then do you remember the time in which the baptism of Jesus, and we see the Trinity, the Holy Trinity revealed, and we see that Jesus comes out of the water and the dove comes, rests on him, and there's this big loudspeaker. This is my son. I love him. He's done well. All right, this is an important guy. And we see that all throughout Scripture, Jesus is trying to tell everyone that everything I do has been pre-planned. Everything I say it in conjunction with the Father. And so some people in the early church, they got it wrong, and they said, well, Jesus must be this guy that's lower than the Father. And they didn't understand. They didn't understand that the Son was being humble. He was being humble. So Jesus always pointed to someone greater and said, we need to listen to whoever is on high, who is ever on the throne. And we see this Emmanuel, God with us, teaching us to follow what God would have for us by taking this path that he only could take. And so interesting enough is when we try to take a look at when a father and son's relationship affects a galaxy, we take a look no further than this. When we really take a look and see a father-son relationship and how it affects the galaxy, think about this. We're marching forward to this annual observance of Good Friday. And so what I wanted to point out to you is when you talk about a father-son relationship in which it truly has affected everybody in the world, we look no further than this. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is, my God, why have you forsaken me? When you want to see a father-son relationship, look no further than this, is that when Jesus was on the cross, he took upon our sin. He became sin. A perfect man, never did anything wrong, the spotless lamb, and we nailed him to the cross, to the point in which he needed to take upon our sins, upon him, that the Father would have to turn his back on Jesus. What a great relationship that is. That the Father, your Father, you cry out to him. And you say, why now? He did that for our benefit. He did that for us to understand that the only way for our sins to be taken truly away from us is for God in Jesus Christ to be forsaken. For the angels, for the Father to turn their backs and not help him in this hour of need so that he could die. Die the humble Lamb of God for our sins. And so when we take a look at our gospel, take a look at your gospel reading for me this morning. John 3. Do you guys remember the day in which we truly talked about football here? Do you guys remember the good old days of watching football? Only reason I bring that up is every time a team scored, do you remember what happened? The goalposts were up, the net goes up, they take a look from behind, and what do you see in the stands? John 3:16. Do you remember the good old days of football? When you were reminded of what Jesus has done for you, even in a secular sport. And so we see John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus came for one purpose, and that was to give his life. He knew that when he was older, he would give his life. He knew that the Father would have to turn his back. He knew it was his life's story to be rejected by everyone, so that he could demonstrate his great love for us by giving his life for us. And so when it is said that the Father rejected him, that was for us. When the Son just cried out to God, God, where are you right now when I need you? That was for us. And so this morning, I hope we put this one thing forward. For God so loved the world. Scratch out that world and put in your own name. For God so loved that he gave his only son. That he gave his only son. That Jesus Christ gave himself up for you. For you. So that you may come to faith in him and put your trust truly in him. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we pray this morning that, Lord God, we may look to your relationship with the Father and see that, Lord God, it is being about humble. It is about following a plan. And Lord God, that plan was to give your life. And for this reason, you were born. So, Lord God, we ask you to go with us, Lord, throughout all of our relationships, Lord, because none of us in here are perfect. And that was the reason why you came to die for us. So, Lord God, even as we struggle today with our relationships with our earthly parents, help us to understand that we have a heavenly parent, Lord, that looks after us, Lord, that would give his life for us. So go with us each and every step. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.